Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're talking about value and values. Putting an S on that word, value, that perennial, millennial word value now has the new word, I shouldn't say new word, but the new imperative in the marketplace is value with an S on it, values. And more companies, and that's what we're talking about with Dave Anderson. Dave's our good friend. He's the author of How to Lead Your Business by the Book. Dave, thanks again for hanging out with us. You know, more and more, the reason values are coming to the fore is because value is now ubiquitous. Now, value is now threshold. Value is now merely table stakes. Everyone who participates in the marketplace is expected to deliver full value, and otherwise you don't even get considered. But consumers, customers are looking for another level of differentiation. I've got these two companies here. They're both great value deliverers. But I got to make a decision. How do I decide between company A and company B? And so now we're getting into the values stratification, aren't we?
Absolutely. That's really well put. And that is a differentiator in a lot of people's mind. You know, so many people are they're very passionate about things they like or they believe in. And it almost, they feel patriotic in a way to a company, not a country, but to a company by doing business and patronizing someone who, quote, well, they share my values, you know, and they think the way I think, and they support the things I think, and that I support. They stand for what I stand for, and so that does become a differentiator big time.
And so, folks, what Dave was telling us before is be prepared to either, and again, we talked in the last segment, this is not about politics, not even governmental politics. I'm talking about the politics of anything. This is not about politics. This is your core beliefs, your core, your true north. What are your standards? What are your personal standards? What do you think, Dave?
Well, it's true, and it's very practical. I mean, it's not just an academic exercise. If you have a good set of standards that you've defined, that this is how we're going to run our business, this is how we want to interact with one another and with customers, then you have clear criteria to see who fits in your organization, who doesn't fit, what fits, what doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have five core values in our company, and we use them as a filter for hiring, for firing.
Right.
For decision making, and so they're very practical. It's not just some, you know, nary fairy thing that you pull out of the air. It's okay. Here are our values. Now we've got that established. We can go on with our real business. These are your real business.
You know,
they become a compass, as you say.
There's something that happened to me a long time ago. When I had my consulting business, I was very very closed. I was very very I guarded who my clients were very closely. I never talked about who I worked for. I never, you know, everything was very confidential, very exclusive. I would only work for one company per industry, right?
Right.
Well, I didn't realize how powerful that was until two of my clients had lunch together. And they were both their best friends. And neither one of them knew that I was working with both of them. And they told each other that they were working with me as a consultant. And my point is to them, the fact that I told them their work with me was confidential, that was powerful to them. And that really converted into business for me.
Well, there you go. Well, there's an integrity value there. You know, and people are drawn to that, and that will keep customers, that will get referrals, but you know, values, they're really two different faces of them today. They're what you live by and how you run your business. But more and more, the public is interested in them, and they want to go even outside those and know, well, how do you feel about this? What do you think about that? And companies are becoming more public with it. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously Chick-fil-A stand, but you know, the founder of Amazon now just became the largest contributor to pro same-sex marriage. Huh. than of any other contributor. Microsoft has done the same thing, you know, Ben and Jerry's.
But nobody has excoriated him for that, have they?
Well, no. Well, there's the thing. When you come up with your values, even if they're mainstream, it doesn't mean they're going to be popular with everybody. I mean, at Chick-fil-A, you would think that their decision was somehow out of the mainstream. But in 32 states, really, Jim, where people got to vote on it, 32 times they said, we think it's a bad idea
to change the definition. That's what you just said. That's politics. When this man talked about his core values, and he didn't say, I mean, clearly the company has proven, Chick-fil-A has proven that they have no policies against gay people. They serve them. They employ them. The owner just has this opinion about marriage. And that that should affect the way some people do business with him. But it should not give a license to politicians to excoriate them like was done in Washington, in Chicago, and in Boston.
I know, and unfortunately, they do take it to that extent. You've got liberal media and so forth that are going to blow it out of that proportion.
Right.
And you're right, they're extremely successful. The average Chick-fil-A franchise averages $400,000 a year more gross than the average McDonald's.
Well,
they're extremely successful living their values.
There's a lesson in tolerance here in all of this.
Well,
that I think is a value, our values that we can all use a little more of. Quick break, 10 till, right back with Dave Anderson. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.